I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now, and we begin again today in Oklahoma, where the state's insurance department estimates that damage from Monday's monster tornado could top $2 billion, and the Oklahoma Medical Examiner says it's identified 23 of the 24 people killed, 10 children, including two infants. Officials are beginning to release the names. Yesterday, we mentioned a mother and child who sought shelter in a freezer at that 7-Eleven that was leveled. They were killed. We now know their names, 29-year-old Megan Futrell and her four-month-old infant, Case. Meanwhile, today, the mayor of Moore said he's going to push for a new law requiring storm shelters or safe rooms in all new homes as residents there start to think about what's next. Rachel Hubbard is with KOSU in Oklahoma City. She's outside Moore. And Rachel, before we talk about this push for safe rooms, we're hearing these names. I mean, just what is it like there today?
Well, there's still a lot of frustration. I am actually attempting to get into one of the neighborhoods to work on a story, and we had previously gained permission. But today, law enforcement has gone back on what they had promised residents yesterday and are only allowing immediate family back into many of the worst-hit neighborhoods. And so I'm sitting in a grocery store parking lot right now with armies of volunteers that these families have organized in an attempt to go in and get their stuff out, and they're stuck. They can't do anything.
Well, it's probably understandable that there's maybe a little bit of confusion in law enforcement wanting to protect neighborhoods and a conflict there, as we hear. But what's the sense of this push for safe rooms? Tell us a little bit about them. We're going to be speaking with an engineer in a second about, you know, reinforcing walls, perhaps. But what are people talking about when they're talking about safe rooms?
What they do is they go in, and many times they're installed in the garage. So they go in and they cut a portion of the concrete out in your garage, and then they drop in this steel safe room, and these things are extremely small. In most cases, a full-size person couldn't stand up in them, and typically they cost between $1 and $2,500 to install in an existing home.
So you would drop into them, and they're below ground. But would you explain why are there so few basements instead of these safe rooms?
I think that a lot of that has to do with soil content. It's an expansive and contracting soil. For example, the cellar, it was an outdoor cellar that we had in the home that I grew up in, and it was old, but it caved in because of the continued overtime expanding and contracting.
Right. We understand it's more of a clay soil, so it's not as stable, and it also can flood easily. So there's this call now for these insertable safe rooms. What is the law right now? We know Alabama is the only state that requires all new construction to have a safe room. We know that schools across Oklahoma, there's about 100 safe rooms in schools. What are the laws in the state for safe rooms?
Well, there currently aren't any laws in the state, and the Oklahoma legislature is winding down its legislative session, so the time for getting new legislation out has really passed. But the problem is, it used to be a fairly common thing for churches and schools and other places to offer the basements and underground rooms that they did have that built many of them as fallout shelters in the 50s. But because of increased liability issues, many of these have now closed to the general public. So the access in the community to storm shelters is going down rather than going up, which is why many people are installing these underground safe rooms in their garages.
Yeah.
But there are a lot of questions being asked about new schools being built and why are there no storm shelters in the new schools.
You say you recently saw a school built with no safe area, even though this town has had two devastating tornadoes prior to this one.
Another community that we cover for KOSU is Stillwater. And Stillwater is building currently three new elementary schools, and so there's a major conversation going on right now about why was there no planning for an underground safe room when you were going to the expense to build a multi-million dollar school with public money. Why did we not do this?
That's Rachel Hubbard with KOSU in Oklahoma City. Rachel, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Well, let's bring in engineer and meteorologist Tim Marshall of Hague Engineering. He's in Moore inspecting buildings for the National Weather Service, and he's inspected both the devastated elementary schools, Plaza Towers Elementary, where seven children died, and Briarwood, which thankfully had no fatalities. Tim, Plaza Towers had traditional classes running along a hallway. Briarwood had pods of open classrooms. Do we know why Briarwood fared better?
There was a lot of luck involved with the fact that there were no fatalities there. both schools had unreinforced concrete masonry units, just simply block walls that collapsed. And these were in classrooms. So it provided really no safe haven for students except in some isolated areas such as hallways.
You know, this is all hindsight, but everybody is thinking now how to go forward. These schools have to be rebuilt. Is this just wishful thinking that a safe room will protect all children, or can it?
Well, you need a huge room to do that in, and it needs to be reinforced properly. The concept today seems to be moving in that direction, which I like, but not all schools can do that. Obviously, it costs a lot of money for that. My big push is to have certain areas of the school designated as a hardened area and have those areas like hallways, interior hallways especially, to have such hardening that they don't collapse.
And what do you mean by hardening?
That is to reinforce the walls and go ahead and grout the cells that are in the block themselves and put steel rebar and make sure that that steel rebar is tied to the foundation as well as to the roof, so that it provides a uniform load path, or just like links of a chain, it's each link is just as strong as the other link.
And forgive me, grout the cells?
Yeah, grout is a cementitious
mixture.
It's like cement and sand mixture, and you pour that in to the actual cells or hollowed area of each of these blocks.
And do we understand that the Briarwood Elementary School, again, where the children survived, that it did have at least one reinforced hallway?
It may have. It was a central hallway, which is important because the idea is to put as many walls between you and the outside as possible to take that wind load. And the last thing, of course, is the interior. So that is actually the place that I would be myself.
That's Tim Marshall, an engineer and meteorologist with Hague Engineering. He's working with the National Weather Service in Moore. Tim Marshall, thanks so much.
You bet.